Would you like to travel back in time? I mean, sure, we watch movies about it. Maybe we fantasize a little bit about it. But if given the chance to see what you looked like back in the past, would you take it? Well, that part of time travel may actually be possible. I know it sounds kind of complicated. So let's find out more about it. Andrea Alou is the co-researcher and founding director of the Photonics Initiative at the City University of New York's Advanced Science Research Center and joins us now. Andrea, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Can you explain to me what is this concept all about?
Yeah, we were able to demonstrate for the first time the time reflection of the electromagnetic waves, of the waves that carry photons. And the idea has been around for many years. It was theorized over 70 years ago. And it's basically the dual phenomenon of a conventional reflection, a spatial reflection. I guess all of us are familiar with reflecting light from a mirror. That happens because light hits a boundary, an interface, in which there is a large contrast between the optical properties of the mirror material and air.
Okay. What does it do then?
Yeah. What we achieved is the dual of that in time. So basically creating a mirror that exists everywhere in space but happens at one instant in time. And the result is that the wave is time reversed, basically comes back with the oppositely played content. It's like hearing an echo, but time reversed.
Wait a minute. And so I can look at this, and it was going to show me what I looked like, what, 20 years ago?
No, not really. But if you basically, if you look at it as a, if you look into a time mirror, you would see your back rather than your face.
Okay. How do you make that happen? That's weird. That's so weird.
Yeah. We exploit the duality between space and time. The equations that govern how waves travel have a duality between space and time. And therefore, it is expected that if you can create an interface in time, something that changes a medium very fast in time and with an abrupt large change, then the wave suddenly has to play in reverse, essentially. So it's still in the future. We're not going back in time, but we are playing, letting that wave suddenly choose to go backwards and play in reverse order.
Okay.
That is very useful for various applications.
Right. So you're playing with the way time normally flows.
Exactly. If you think in terms of frequencies, if you're familiar with every signal can be expanded into temporal frequencies, we are converting the time to negative frequencies, and that's what allows us to play the signal in reverse.
Okay, so what could this do then? Where could this be used in the future, Andrea?
So there are many applications for which this form of time reversal, it's also known as phase conjugation, is useful. For imaging, for instance, this has been used for a long time, and conventional techniques to apply phase conjugation are limited. They either happen using signal processing that is slow and it's inefficient, or it happens only for specific frequencies. Our technique shows that we can create this form of time mirror that is very efficient at time reversing, and it works very fast, essentially in one instant in time, and applies to all frequencies of the signal. It's frequency agnostic. So that can be useful for wireless communications, for instance, to eliminate distortions in a channel as waves propagate in a channel. By time reversing it, you can compensate for those distortions. For imaging, as I said, for radar applications, self-driving cars, automotive applications, and many others, computing as well.
Right. So this is still in the experimental phase, right?
Yeah, we were able to demonstrate for the first time this phenomenon in a special material that we built ad hoc for this. It's still a proof of concept, and there is a long way to make it work, for instance, for visible light. For now, we worked with the light that oscillates slower, the same type of oscillations that we use to carry wireless information, like our cellular.
Right. Andrea, how long did it take you to get to this point? Like, this seems like quite a breakthrough. So how long before, like, how much more work do you have to do before it has more practical applications?
It took us quite long, actually. We were interested in this phenomenon for a couple of years, and we did the experiment. Also, some parts of the experiment initially were puzzling, and we had to actually redevelop some part of the theory that was known for these time reflections. And still, we're very excited to explore many areas. First, as I said, to push it to higher frequencies. We're looking at new materials that can be used for that, and also use different techniques to apply these sharp changes of the optical properties in time using powerful lasers. And the other direction is to combine multiple of these time interfaces, creating forms of time crystals that are the dual of a conventional periodic crystal, spatial crystal, but in time.
You know, Andrea, when a lot of us hear just the basics of this, we think, is this time travel? Is that what you're working on here?
No, that's the opposite. Sometimes it's confusing, but actually it's interesting. In a conventional reflection, the wave goes back in space. In a time reflection, unfortunately, the wave still goes into the future. It's just time reversed, however strange shape it may have. But the time reflections and time transmission happen all in the future. We cannot overcome causality.
Right, but you are still, the fact that you're playing with time and the way it you know comes to us, that's a huge thing, Andrea. You must be getting a lot of interest from people on this.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited. It has been something that people have speculated on for 70 years, and we were happy to be able to find a way to do it. The challenge was to create a material that could be switched in time fast enough and with a large contrast. These two ingredients were necessary to see time reflections, and we found an ingenious way to do it using a collection of switches and reservoir elements that could be added and subtracted to the material. So it was an interesting journey.
It sure sounds like it. Andrea, thank you for that this morning.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate your time. Andrea Alou is the co-researcher and founding director of the Photonics Initiative at the City University of New York's Advanced Science Research Center. They are bending time, essentially. They are playing with how time flows. And wow, when they get really going on that, they said it's still in the experimental phase, but that's a pretty big breakthrough in the field of quantum physics, I would say. This is the thing that I love about being able to do this job, is hearing stories like that. And then years later, when it comes into more practical use, being able to say, hey, I remember talking to those people about that. I remember hearing and learning about that firsthand.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.